So, as for the bank info session, it will have two parts. So, in the first part, we will talk about the necessary documents that you will need to open a banking account in Finland. And during the second part, we will talk about more details how these different practices work in different banks here in Finland. But before we go to the necessary documents part, I actually have a task for you. Because some of the things we already covered yesterday during the introduction to Finnish society session, I mentioned that some of this information will actually be presented to you twice, just from different perspectives. So yesterday we talked more about different public authorities in Finland and what kind of services they offer. And now we will talk about what kind of documents you need and then from which authority you can receive it. So, first question. And it's getting a bit loud. So, yeah, please welcome. So, first question, and no need now to use the microphone, just try to say the answer loud enough, and then I will repeat it for Zoom participants. What does Finnish Immigration Service Migri do? What kind of things they handle? What kind of tasks they have? Anyone? Why so quiet? So many of you already dealt with Migri. This is where you got residence permits. So anyone brave enough? What is Migri?
Registrations.
Right. What kind of registration?
You visited here from the EU, then you need to register yourself if you are here for more than 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. So for those of you who come from the European Union, Migri is registering your right of residence in Finland. For those of you who come from non-EU country, then Migri is issuing your residence permit. So in general, Migri is dealing with immigration matters, the legality of your stay in Finland as a country, not a particular place in Finland, not US, but just being in Finland. How about DVV? Digital and Population Service. We're going to have several pop-ups here on campus. So what do those guys do?
Finnish ID.
Yeah. Finnish personal ID, yeah, and domicile. So those guys make sure that your information is registered in the all nation registers. So Finnish authorities can access your information. For this purpose, they also issue Finnish personal identity code. Though some of you already have it, you might have already applied for it as a part of your residence permit application. And they also register your right to reside here in Jyväskylä. So they register Jyväskylä for your permanent address. All right, I can see you guys remember quite a bit. So here, just a short recap. And the third public authority, which we haven't talked about yesterday, is police. So aside from dealing with crime, police is also responsible for issuing ID cards and passports. And in Finland, police doesn't only issue ID cards for the Finnish nationals, they also issue ID card to prove foreigners' identity. We will talk about it more just in a moment. So, one of the most important things which any bank in Finland would ask you to present when you come to visit is either residence permit for non-EU EE nationals or registered right of residence if you're EU national. So, if you come from non-EU, I believe you already all have the card. But for those of you, I mean, who are already here in Jyväskylä, I know that many of our Zoom participants are still waiting for it abroad. But once you get it, this is how it's gonna look, this plastic card. And we're gonna look in more details what some of these parts there mean just in a moment. So the first residence permit is always applied from abroad. And if you change your grounds, for example, if you find employment in Finland, or for example, if you meet a partner here and you get married and you apply for Finnish residence permit and family ties, then you will need to visit there. Migri service point in person and then change the grounds and receive the new card by post. Same if you're going to extend your study residence permit or apply for the residence permit to look for work after graduation. As for EU nationals, preferred way is to submit an application on Entra Finland system, electronic system used by Migri. It just makes things much quicker. But if it's not accessible to you, you can also fill in a paper application. Then it's highly recommended to book an appointment so you don't need to queue for quite a long time there at the spot. And then you will either receive the paper decision given to you right at the spot during your visit, or it can also be sent to you later by post or in the e-service. And received a few questions from some of you who are EU nationals and you've been on exchange in Finland before. So if you've been on exchange here and during the time you went to Migri and registered your right for residence, you also have needed to pay the fee for that. So if you're not sure if you did it or not, maybe try to remember, did you pay those 50 euros to Migri? If you've done it during your exchange time, then you don't need to do it again, even if you went back to your home country and returned to Finland now. However, if you're unsure if you've done it or not, you can also contact Migri directly by the phone service and clarify that matter, because naturally, as time passes, it also might be a bit confusing. Was it DVV registration? Was it Migri registration? Because usually, not all exchange students actually register their right of residence, because not all of them stay here long enough. And just one important thing to know, that there are unfortunately no Migri service points here in Jyväskylä. So if you want to visit Migri in person, you will need to book an appointment and go to one of the other Finnish cities. But it also might be a good opportunity to have a short trip around the country. Like when I was applying for my extended residence permit, I would always make sure to pick a different location so I would have an excuse to see as many Finnish cities as possible, just to combine it with my trip. So, DVV, as I mentioned, there will be two pop-ups on campus, one on Monday, 9th of September, here in C building in the lobby, and another on Tuesday, 17th of September, also in the same location. There's no need to register for these pop-up events in advance, and we will send you all instructions about what kind of forms you need to fill in before you come here. In case you're not able to come to any of these pop-ups, and for example, if you're not even here in Jyväskylä by that time, then you need to make an appointment and visit DVV office in the city center of Jyväskylä on Vapauden katu. You will find more information about that on DVV websites. In general, DVV appointment is necessary for all of you guys, except for those who are already living in Finland for a long time and had it all covered before. But I believe there are no such people here in the audience, because in this case, you probably already have a Finnish banking account. So, a few words about Finnish personal identity code. In Finnish, it's called henkilötunnus. And you can sometimes also hear it being referred to as personal ID or social security number. It's all one and the same thing. So how can you know if you have it or not? It consists of your date of birth and four other digits. So there's either also this hyphen and then four digits, or A. Hyphen is for those who were born during the 20th century, and A for those who were born during the 21st century. And this number is quite important, because this is the main thing which Finnish authorities use to identify people. So this number is unique, and it's the same number for all your life. So again, if you've been here as an exchange student and you've been granted this Finnish personal identity code, it will remain the same also now during your degree studies. If you applied for the Finnish residence permit, then this code most likely will be printed on your residence permit card. Here it's highlighted in red. So, Finnish residence permit card use Finnish terms. So here you can see it as henkilötunnus. So if you're not sure, you can take your card and check it from there on the front side. Do you have anything written in this henkilötunnus part, this 11 digits code? How many of you already have Finnish identity number? All right, this makes things much easier. But if you do not, don't worry, you will apply for it during the TV visit. However, I believe none of you have registered your right for municipality of residence. This is only something DVV can do. Migri is not dealing with that. Finnish terms for it are kotikunta. You can also hear it being referred as domicile or register your permanent address in Finland. So again, many names for one and the same thing. So since all of you are going to be here for more than 1 year, you have a right for that. And register Jyväskylä as your municipality of residence. It gives you quite many benefits, including prices in healthcare services for the local residents. For example, during the healthcare session, which will be again for both exchange and you guys, they will be mentioning that there is difference in price. So the higher prices, they won't apply to you once you have the domicile here. So once DVV grants you municipality of residence, you will be treated as a local resident. It will be same price as for Finnish people. And the third important document is foreigner's identity card. So all the steps I'm presenting, they're going in chronological order. So this is the last document you can get. You can get it only after you already have a residence permit card or you registered your right of residence as EU national. Then only after you also registered your Jyväskylä as your municipality of residence, you got your Finnish identity code. Only then you can apply for foreigner identity card from the police. It's usually issued for no longer than 5 years. This is a standard time for all Finnish passports and ID cards. In some countries, it can be 10 years, but Finnish people have to change their documents pretty often. Or it's issued until the expiry of the applicant's residence permit. So either or, whichever is sooner. And in order to apply for this card, well, first make sure you already have all the necessary documents. Then you will need to have your passport photograph taken. There are quite many passport photograph points here in Jyväskylä. And very common way is to have a digital photo. So the photographer, the licensed photographer, will give you a reference code, which will be valid for 6 months. And by using this reference code, police will straight away have access to your photograph in high resolution. So this is actually something which is recommended. But if you also brought photographs from your home country and if they fulfill the criteria, you can also use those printed photographs as well. Then after that is handled, you just fill in the application online and go to the police visit. Again, it's much better idea to book an appointment via online service. However, the waiting times right now may be quite long. I heard from some of my friends now applying for the ID card that the next appointment was only like in 2 or 3 months in Jyväskylä. So there's alternative way. You can come to police early in the morning before it opens and take the live queue number and wait there. But please make sure that it might take quite a while for you to wait in the queue. So if you have some important lecture in that morning, maybe it's better to pick some other day. Police service is located in Jyväskylä. There are two buildings for police, the one which is dealing with crime and this kind of things, and there is another building on Urheilukatu 2. That one has so-called lupapalvelu, so kind of like permits or card service. So in that place, you apply for the foreigner ID. What are the benefits of having this foreigner ID, you might wonder? You might think like you already have a passport from your home country or you have your European ID card. Like, why do you need a foreigner ID in Finland, especially since it doesn't give you right to travel? Well, having this foreigner ID, first benefit is that you don't need to carry your passport around all the time. I don't know about you guys, but I personally am quite paranoid about losing my passport, and it's not a plastic card. I was afraid it would get damaged. And it's not that easy to apply for a new passport from another country while being abroad. So when you have a Finnish ID card, you no longer need to carry your passport from your home country because this card will prove your identity on the whole Finnish territory. And just a quick note that residence permit in Finland, even though it looks very similar, even though it has your picture, officially is not a valid ID. So, for example, if you go to some Finnish authority and present your residence permit, or for example, if you want to consume some alcohol and you go to the bar or you go to the alcohol store and you present them this document, they will refuse it. They'll say that this document doesn't prove your ID. They will ask you for another document. So, residence permit is not valid without your passport. So, if you need to present your residence permit somewhere, please always make sure to carry your passport with you as well. So, residence permit is kind of considered as visa extension. So, visa is just put inside of your passport, and residence permit is just a separate card, but it belongs together with your passport. So, if you want to prove your identity here in Finland, there are basically only two ways: either your national passport or your national ID, if you're from the EU Union, or the foreigner ID card issued by police. And another thing which the foreigner ID card give you access to in Finland is strong identification. So you probably already noticed that Finland is pretty much into all the various kinds of electronic systems, and it just helps to keep all things in one place together. So the majority of services you're going to use, they will ask you for strong identification when you log in. For example, there is personal healthcare system Kanta. So no matter which doctor you go in Finland, whether you go to a Finnish student healthcare service provider, or you go to the hospital, or you go to some private doctor, they will all make recordings to your health, which will go to the Oma Kanta or personal Kanta services. But in order to access this health information, for example, if you want to check the recordings of your past appointments, you will need to log in into the system. And without having a foreigner ID card, you cannot have this strong identification. So only after you have this foreigner ID card, you can actually log into this system. There are a few exceptions for some of the EU nationals. If there is certain agreement between your country and Finland, then there is possible to log in through a certain app, but otherwise, the main way to identify yourself will be through banking services, and you will only have online banking if you have Finnish foreigner identity card. So some of the banks, they even require you having this foreigner ID card before you can even apply for opening banking services. For other banks, it's not necessary for opening your account, but your account will be in a way kind of limited because you won't have the ways to log into online banking and use those kind of services. And if I'm saying something which is not fully correct, I'm asking our notary representative, please feel free to correct me if it works a little bit different from that banking side. All right, so that will be all from me. Are there any questions about any of these documents, ways of receiving them? All right. Okay.
Asking because they said to me that they're having trouble with the bank account sometimes, and what about the EU students?
So this depends on your plans. Like once again, you don't want to carry national ID or Finnish card and that. And also, if you want to use any of the Finnish services, which requires a strong identification, it's my important. Unless you have access to your phone. So I would say for EU nationals, you can first kind of test the system, see if it works with the documents you already have. And if probably then you can see a website. I would say that foreigner ID card is probably more relevant than EU nationals. EU nationals has a strong amount of information in order to be like this automatically.
questions.
এই সাইটে কিন্তু প্রথম প্রিন্টার বা অনলাইন ফর্মে কিন্তু যে ওয়াই কিউ অ্যাকাউন্ট সোশ্যাল সিকিউরিটি নাম্বার ওয়ান দেয়ার প্রোভাইড ইন দ্য হ্যাড বাই গট নথিং মাই আরটি কার্ড.
This is a very interesting question. So we'll actually need to order this to be able to do. So it might be that there's no real financial need when you send the register. It might be something based on this. Because the university is often need to insert so generating a certain like fake personal ID number just to make sure that the information is transferred on. But we're doing it as soon as we're able to see the photos which are this black stuff. I suggest you come to me after the session and see how other people. But so, because sometimes I look at the channels, the sitting in the session, and I'm talking about the people.
I had the same thing, but then it's kind of like, okay, so I went
to the house, we all come to me at some point, and we're like, all right.
I think it's just a place.
Yeah, it's just I went to the ID office and they said, like,
it starts from 9, it's 4 digits. It starts from 9, it's the
budget. Yeah. It starts from 9.
Because otherwise, I wouldn't even have
to. Yes,
I would just be having to do this. But we can put it all together. All right.
Any other questions? Question for that?
Okay. Well, you're using these are specific questions.
Let's talk about the security itself. I was trying to like get the information, but then it requires identification. Yes, it showed me the links to identify. So since I don't have a background on the search, I'm kind of confused about our guest. This brought to me, and this here as well. Well, I will make sure that it works. My apologies to the participants to hear some of the questions, but most of them concern specific cases, so they're not quite maybe necessary for all of you at the moment. Were there any questions on Zoom which we might need to present to everyone here? All right, in this case, let's proceed to the next section, and I'm inviting representatives of the Finnish Bank Nordea to talk more about the services. Do you want me to open the link already or
into the specials?
Yeah.
No, it's fine, we can just
okay.